Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A casual gamer, a constant complainer, welcome to Filthy Stinks. He's calling to moan, he's leaving notes on your phone, welcome to Filthy Stinks. You're listening to Filthy Stinks.
Hello, weary travelers, and welcome back to the latest episode of Filthy's Ring Stings. I am your host, Deadbeat Punk, but yes, the man you have been waiting for, Filthy.
Hello there! Yeah.
Who? So what the fuck took so long?
I know. I've been trying.
January.
I know. I've been trying to just come up with new ways to say hello on the podcast, to be honest with you, because...
I didn't like that one.
No, that wasn't a good one. I'm out of practice. It was just...
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Forgotten how to use my own voice there. That's what happened. Disappointing. Start as we mean to go on. Disappointing.
Yes, start as we have to, which is warnings. You remember this.
I do now, getting back into the swing of things. It's as if it was never away.
Yes, dear listener, before we go any further, we would like to warn anyone that may have stumbled in by accident. This show does contain quite a bit of bad language, and we will be focused on Filthy's progress through Yakuza 7, or Yakuza, like a dragon, or like a dragon, like a dragon. Now that Ryuga Gotoku have dropped the Yakuza name, and I have no idea if I pronounced that correctly, Filthy, so you can correct me on that one.
I thought you did a lovely job.
As did I, but that doesn't always mean it was right.
No, it does not.
So, there will be bad language, there will be spoilers, and we would like to advise anyone to start off with Elderflower Pilot, our previous series where Filthy played through Elden Ring.
Boy, did I.
At least one of us isn't out of practice. Yes, that was a dig.
I thought it might be. I'm expecting many, if history's taught me anything.
Well, with all that fucking bullshit out of the way, let the ring stings begin.
First of the non-Elden Ring. You know, we'll have to take that bit out.
Yeah, we've gone a soft rebrand. We are now just Filthy's Ring Stings, because you've got quite a youthful ring. I've seen it.
Indeed you have. And I still like to ring you occasionally and leave you voice messages about my progress through games and life.
Imagine if you left stings for everything.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? I could just tell you about the meals I've eaten, or I don't know.
I had to open a locked door, and I was carrying two bags of shopping. I had to transfer one bag to the other hand. Funnily enough, I'm right-handed, but my left arm is stronger, so you can see the quandary I was in.
Do you know what? That is some quality content, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could just do Filthy Stings, and it's just me wandering around commenting on absolutely every aspect of my life. That could be good. I'd listen to it. I don't know.
Do I want to round up my change? No, I fucking do not.
Don't start me. Don't you start me on them. On them. I pay my check.
So, yes, been a little while, Filthy, been keeping well?
Yes, the very best. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh, you are more than welcome.
Are you still doing that other show where people tell you what they want and you don't really care, but you have to listen to them anyway?
Prick, you were on it not so long back.
I know, I'm trying to get you a little bit of business here, you know?
Thank you. You want to give me a slice of your massive pie?
Well, exactly. Look, this is the return of... This is... Well, arguably, we'll have to call this Series 2 of my hit podcast. So I want to do things for, you know, the little people, you know? Help. You can give a hand up, I guess, to you and your show. Oh, the venom I'm getting right now. I'm actually a little bit scared.
Yeah, I know where you live.
That's the scary thing. You really do.
So, yes, new game, new series. We are going to be playing Yakuza 7, Like a Dragon. or, funnily enough, Yakuza Like a Dragon, or Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon.
Like a dragon, like a dragon. So that's the thing they've done, is it? I wouldn't know. So, because you've told me about the Yakuza series, you've recommended I play this game from the Yakuza series.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Yeah, and now it turns out it's not even the Yakuza series.
No, this year was the first release, so we got Like a Dragon Ishin, which takes a lot of the characters and puts them in the Edo period.
Right.
Was it the Edo period? It puts them in old Japan.
It's one of my top three favorite periods. Yep.
Yeah, fantastic one.
Lovely period, yep.
And it was released as Like a Dragon, Ishin.
I'll tell you how long you've been telling me to play this, actually. I was down home recently, just seeing the family, and the PS4 is there, and I have your copy of
that's funny,
game.
Because you said you didn't.
Yeah, I found it. I have your copy.
I'll give that back to you.
Yeah, definitely. No, I did. I found it. So, I haven't played this game for a monumental amount of time now at this stage. who knows? One of these days I might even watch The Venture Brothers. Callback to
one prick.
Yeah. But I'm now a cross-podcasting prick, an inter-podcast referencing prick. So
cross-pollination.
Yep.
You're getting bits of yourself everywhere.
Yep. You're welcome. You're welcome, world.
So what way do you want to go through this? Do you want to do a bit of Yakuza? Do you have any questions about it before going forward? Or will we just start the stings?
I think our regular listener, singular, will be familiar with our little routine here. Yep, we'll go through. I've been sending you notes as I've been going through. It'll be a different experience, I think, to the last one. Because the last one, Elden Ring, famously... absolutely no help provided to the player whatsoever as to what you're supposed to be doing at any given time. And this game, as we'll find out as I go on here, but to my mind so far seems to be pretty heavily formatted, heavily storylined and all. So I suppose it's going to be a different type of show.
Yes,
so,
you've gone from a game with no story to a game with all the story.
Entire story, which I'll comment on as we go through. But so I guess... I just hope everybody enjoys this as much second time round as I'm sure I will, which is
such a happy man. Should I introduce the game a bit?
You probably should, in the interest of professionalism. So, because I think it's important to highlight this is, as you mentioned, Yakuza 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a quirk, or are there 6 previous games?
Well, there are 7 previous. You've got 0. It's the prequel.
Ah, well, now I'm confused.
Bless you. Yes, Yakuza has been going since the PlayStation 2 days. And it's a long-running series. Normally in the series, it's kind of like Streets of Rage in 3D.
Right.
Where you run around and beat people up. Funnily enough, never as a Yakuza member. You're always outside the family. So you're a good guy, in open quotations.
And of all these games, why is number 7 the one you have chosen to inflict on me? That's a point. That's actually an interesting point. It was I volunteered myself as tribute to play Elden Ring. I don't know why. I think it involved too much wine at the time. You've suggested this game, so no pressure. But Series 2 rests on your head.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that. You've jumped ahead in notes, I feel.
Oh, have I?
But we will get into that.
Wait, there's notes?
There are notes.
Fair enough. I didn't read them.
So Yakuza 7, Like a Dragon, as it was over here, is a reboot of the series. The previous game wrapped up the protagonist's story that we had been with since the very first game. And in this game, we're introduced to Ichiban. We're also introduced to turn-based combat, which is another step away from the series.
Okay. So I assumed maybe that was the way they'd always been, because I wouldn't know any better. But right.
No, the older ones would have been traditional beat-em-ups with RPG elements where you can spend experience points on getting stronger, which you probably still do. So it always had a little RPG in it, but this time it went full hog.
Full G. Full RP, I suppose. Yeah. It was always a G. It just wasn't always a RPG, but now it's went full RP. Is that what you're telling me?
You've got very technical since Elden Ring.
I have, yep.
You've learned a lot. And this little game is extra special because it was the first game I played on the Series X. So this is how I came into the next gen. Current gen.
Well, that's lovely to know. That's very special.
Really like this game, Filthy. Keep that in mind.
No pressure. Our Christmas listeners might remember how well I did with other games you liked, such as Pokemon. So
yeah.
Yeah, no pressure then.
Good thing you finished that and got so good at turn-based RPGs.
I caught them all.
You lying bastard.
I didn't catch them all. No, that would be a lie. That's a direct lie. Yep, not true.
So, seeing as you don't seem to have any questions about the game, will we just move into Stings?
We might as well. Let's see what me of a week ago was doing and what I was making of it, shall we?
The new show. I have just finished playing Hogwarts A Legacy as a lifelong Harry Potter confessed nerd and somebody who likes easier games than Elden Ring whenever they can get them. I have had an absolute wonderful time living in that world. It was just the right mix of basically all the mechanics of Assassin's Creed, which, as we all know, I love, with all the lore of the Harry Potter world. So it was kind of my perfect game. Kind of just coming off the back of that. It's just lovely. That said, we're now going to try Yakuza at the behest of young Christopher here. He picked this one. I picked Elden Ring, so he's picked this one. So I'm approaching with an open mind, closed heart, some trepidation, and as always, no shield.
So, fuckface, I picked this game.
Yeah, you picked this game. Yep.
Yeah, I picked the newest entry in the series of a game for you to try.
Why? Why would you do that to me?
Why would I do such a thing, Filthy? Is it almost like you picked the game and I rolled along with it?
It is. It might be.
It might be.
Maybe.
Why are you trying to build this hollow, false narrative?
Well, I just need a little bit of damage control in case it all falls
because
down.
Because it almost sounds like
head.
You're doing me a favour at the moment. You're fucking not.
Look, I very kindly allow you to write, script, edit, and produce a podcast all about me that only increases my brand. And I think that's very generous of me, and I just wanted to give something back, really. So that's why I do the things I do.
Yeah, that's why you do the things you do.
Oh, the venom.
You had fun at Hogwarts, did you? You little magician prick.
I did. I got to cast spells and ride a broomstick and what else did I do? That's mainly what you do. You run around Hogwarts and Hogsmeade.
That took you 4 fucking months.
It's a pretty big game. I'll say that much. It is a pretty big game. Also, I did other things. I can't really remember what, because all I really remember now is Hogwarts. But I did other things. I'm sure I left the house at some point, got the shopping in, walked the dog, that kind of thing, you know. But very much.
I feel like you've used that line before.
I feel like I have as well.
You're not walking the dog.
I'm not. He's
in fact, the dog's dead.
The dog's gone.
I haven't heard it.
I know, he's not here today.
Is he not here today?
Today.
Is he away visiting the farm?
He's went to a lovely farm to talk to. I'd like to actually just stress at this point, my dog is alive and well. I don't want viewers or listeners. Do we have any viewers? No, listeners being upset about that. No, my dog is alive and well. He's just not in this room with me at this moment. But he'll be back. Listen to the rest of the series to find out more. See, always got to be plugging. Always got to be plugged.
Love that Arthur's just become the mascot.
Pretty much. He's the Easter egg on the show. Can you hear him in the background going mental?
Cheese ball.
But
so
yes.
You are approaching this game with an open mind, a closed heart, some trepidation, and no shield.
No, there better not be shields in this. If there's shields in this game, it'll be an instant no from me.
Shields and combats, they have quite the history, quite the checkered past.
I am aware, but I just think it's a coward's move. The shield is the coward's, shield, really. That's what they always say. That's the old expression.
Gotcha.
The shield is the coward's shield.
You've been flicking through your thesaurus since our last episode.
I certainly have.
You are right. Shall we do another audio note while we're here?
I think it's only fair that we actually start the game proper. Yeah, let's do it.
So 5 minutes into this game and I still haven't done anything yet other than go for a succulent Chinese meal. and be very depressed about life. So, an interesting opening gambit for a game.
So, on our first real ring sting,
yep,
I'm noticing a real lack of awareness of what's happening in your surroundings again.
I think it's very much a theme of my playing of these games. Yeah, I don't know. There was just an awful lot of talking. I guess, fair play, you buy a game about, you know, Yakuza, about mobs and fighting. You don't expect the game to open with a dramatic play and your character, yeah, dressing up and doing all of that and then going
Onagata,
for a meal.
It's Japanese tradition, Filthy. Do you hate other cultures?
No, I mean, I love a lot of Japanese culture. I love katanas, for instance. That's well documented. Will there be any of them in this, actually? I should probably
have asked. You'll just have to fucking play it and find out.
I do hope so. I do. Maybe that's the connection with the previous series, the love of katanas. I'll find out, I'm sure. But yeah, you do that and then you go for a meal, which looked delicious, don't get me wrong. A lovely digital meal. Just seemed a bit of an odd way to start a game, really. I mean, I'm doing this very much as I play. It's genuinely how we do these shows. When I'm not, we don't do them after the fact. They really are in the moment. So sometimes you will get observations from me that don't really make an awful lot of fucking sense, to be honest with you.
No, you just seemed very excited to make the succulent Chinese meal, quote.
That was pretty much it. It just reminded me of the famous YouTube video, and I was really excited to stick that into a
stick. There will be judo elements throughout the game.
I can only hope.
And hopefully somebody will touch your penis.
I'm just going to leave that there.
I've started Yakuza, fully committed to that and to this podcast for my valued fan base, but also just noticed that GoldenEye is on Game Pass. As is Micro Machines, and I'm just I'll be back to you. I'm just gonna be you know I'll be back. I'll be back. Sit there.
Yeah, actually, I do need to make a correction to this sting. I wasn't playing Hot Wheels. I was playing Micro Machines. Very different game. I'm not sure if Hot Wheels has a game, but I wasn't playing. Was it? Was that what I was doing?
Hot Wheels was recently added to Game Pass.
That's probably what I was playing then. I wasn't playing Micro Machines. I think what's
that's
important,
a fantastic correction, though.
Well, I think what's important is I wasn't playing Yakuza either, and that was what I wanted people to know.
You fell off it to play the first level of GoldenEye and then stopped playing, and then you had 12 minutes of Hot Wheels.
I hadn't looked at, I think, if nothing else, this thing is an advert for the fantastic service that is Game Pass for the sheer quantity of quality historical games that are available there and the distractions they can provide to people who are supposed to be playing an entirely different game. I also downloaded Pac-Man, which I also played, but I didn't feel
I downloaded that too. It was a bastard. You had to unlock the games by playing the shite versions of Pac-Man.
That's why
I wanted to play Pac Attack.
Exactly. That's why I didn't even get any really very far with that. Fantastic side note, anybody who does like just a wee 8-bit game and has watched the Oscar-nominated Banshees of Inisherin, I don't know if anybody's seen, but there's a fantastic Banshees of Inisherin 8-bit game based on Pac-Man where you have to gather your fingers in the maze and make it to the pub before the annoying idiot finds you. I don't know, that's probably the wildest digression I've ever managed on one of these episodes.
Oh, well done.
I just wanted to promote
local. He has made no notes.
Nope. And it doesn't show, eh? That's professionalism right there.
We haven't trumpeted Game Pass enough because the very game we're covering, Yakuza Like a Dragon, is on Game Pass. If anybody wants to join in, overtake and complete this game before Filthy gets to his second fucking episode, please do so.
That is fair. That's how I'm playing it. I should probably promote that more. Yeah, you're right. I am on Game Pass. I would not pay for this game a second time after you've paid for it once on the PS4. That would be silly. So I just thought I would Game Pass it this time around. Yeah, as far as stings go about Yakuza, this one about GoldenEye is pretty good, I think. And
what did you think of GoldenEye and the one level you played?
It's good. I enjoy the first level. I got stuck on the second, which is why it stops. Genuinely got stumped by...
You completed Elden Ring. You're supposed to be a pro gamer now.
Yeah, I got stumped by a 25-year-old shoot 'em up. I can't figure out how to get on to the next level, so I just left it. It seemed the right thing to do. I'll get back to this, obviously. Get back to my real true calling in life, which is playing Yakuza Enter the Dragon. Is it called Enter the Dragon?
No, Like a Dragon.
Like a Dragon, that's the one. On with the show.
On with the show. Another sting.
I was on the way to look for a toilet plunger for a strip club. There's a sentence. And I was attacked by menacing men. The menacing men all switch to text speak. Not sure why that happens. I don't know. Maybe is the game available in different languages and then it comes up in English for some reason. But I've just beaten three menacing men with my Fists of Fury. So I think that's an accomplishment.
They're just men. They're just menacing men.
They were, it says on the screen they're menacing. They didn't look very menacing to me. They were just holding weapons. But they certainly...
That sounds pretty menacing.
Well, they weren't holding them in a menacing
manner.
You'd
shite yourself if somebody came up with weapons.
It's quite possible I would.
No katana.
And then I would be the menacing one. Exactly. I will say Ichiban sort of, you know, I grew with a bit of an affiliation with them at this point because I too was raised in a strip club. And so... You know, I could feel that link. It's a very relatable character at this stage of the game. So that was an enjoyable part for me. But yeah, Menacing Men. There's a couple of funny titles in this. I think I mentioned.
Yeah, there's going to be a few puns. I was hoping you'd come across a few of them before our first recording, but you barely played the fucking game.
No. Well, we're just so excited to get back to podcasting that I haven't had time to play the game. The podcast.
I just wanted to record more than play. I'm getting that impression.
I think so. Maybe I could do an episode on how I think the whole thing plays out and see if I'm right. But actually, I'll never.
The last episode.
Yeah, I'll just never find out if I'm right because who knows if I'll ever actually get around to finishing it.
So, yes, this section, it's an introduction to the character of Ichiban.
Yes.
Did you pick up on much of his childhood? Because he explains quite a bit of it.
Aki had a pretty poor time of it. He grew up in a hoor house. They were all very nice to him. I guess he probably got to know the characters of the street. I know that there's a woman that sells cigarettes that he likes to talk to from time to time, mm-hmm. and a drunken club owner or something that I helped around this time as well.
That's
so
right.
he tends to know people, and that's quite nice, I think, for him. You know, different strokes for different folks. The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for him might not be right for some. But either way, I was menaced by some men.
You mentioned loving Dragon Quest at this time.
I don't recall. I cannot recollect to that. But
when he explains why he gets hit in fights, why he fights in a turn-based manner, is due to his love of the classic role-playing game series, Dragon Quest.
Is that like Dungeons & Dragons? It's turn-based, isn't it? Just tell me, on this game, am I going to be presented with a virtual dice on screen to find out how I'm going to do in my next fight? Is that something that's going to happen to me during my time with Like a Dragon? Just wanted to check what I'm in for here.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
That'll I despise you at times.
Probably a silly question, I know.
It was quite a silly question, and a deflection from, no, I didn't really listen to the start of this game. I don't really know what's fucking going on, actually.
Look, I know my boss used to be an actress, and I know that I used to hang out with prostitutes, and that's pretty much everything I know at this stage. More as it unfolds.
Soaking it all in, just fucking living in the moment. I love it, Filthy.
Yep.
You're doing culture. Us proud. Next, Ring Sting.
The head of the family is explaining how he came to be. Origin story time. There's an awful lot of exposition in this game so far. A lot of showing, not... Sorry, yeah, telling, not showing. But yeah, so young master was left at a train station in a locker, and that draws parallels for me anyway with Oscar Wilde's beloved The Importance of Being Earnest, where of course the main protagonist of that was also left at a train station in a handbag, the famous line of course being a handbag. So I'm just wondering if that was the intention, to draw parallels with the great Irish playwright and wit. And if it was, well, I'm all for it in this game, really.
So, Filthy, while I appreciate the efforts you went to try to connect this game to an Irish playwright...
And I did.
It doesn't really fit, does it?
I mean, you've got to see the sort of relevance there. I mean, I can't have been the only player that would have connected the two. To my mind, anyway.
Do you not think more people would have connected it to Ryu Murakami's Coin Locker Babies, the novel about people who left babies in coin lockers at train stations?
Was that a thing?
That was a thing.
I'll be honest, I was kind of hoping that there would be some link to Waiting for Godot or Juno and the Peacock or something, to be honest. But now that you mention it, a well-known Japanese novel, I mean...
I would play the fuck out of Samuel Beckett in Yakuza.
Imagine just walking along being sarky to people.
God, bastard.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right. So I'm starting to see now that there might be more to this game than I might have initially noticed or realized.
Yeah, it's almost like everything that's happening is happening for a reason.
I see.
As if they are building up to a story.
Okay. I mean, I'm gonna have to rethink this now. This game actually might be quite good. You know, it actually sounds like they've put quite a lot of thought into it, which is more than I have so far.
Don't you rub your chin at me, you bastard!
Yes, I'm looking very pensive and thoughtful about the whole thing now. rather than my initial look, which was just, yep, to assume it's all nonsense. There is a lot of exposition, though. I mean, you'll give me that at the very least.
There is, but they're setting up a lot. I mean, you haven't mentioned many, many characters.
No, there's been a fair few. There was, let's see here who I can remember. There was Hawaiian shirt guy. He's your friend.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, he was a nice bloke. There was, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. No, I think I can talk about this. There was your big lad, you know, the fighting one. Not quite Andre the Giant stature, but he was a fighter. And so you took his wallet, but not his money. That was a nice wee bit.
Oh, that was, yeah. What about the guy that was selling, like, animal porn?
Yes, that was, but it wasn't animal porn, though. That was the thing. It was, I can't remember what it was, just regular old porn or something. But I know it disappointed his clients. So you gave them their money back, which was very noble. See, I have paid attention. I just...
Oh, yes, you've mastered this inside out.
Yep, those were all things that I did. But I think...
What's the main character's name?
It Itchybon. That's me.
Did you look at my notes?
No, everybody calls him Itchy, and I didn't think it was because he wears a polyester suit. It looks to be a very nice suit, so I thought I must be...
Yeah, very breathable.
Yes, well, I mean, when you're out running the law and other mobsters, you need a breathable fabric, even if it is in maroon, which is an odd colour to be trying to hide in.
I thought it was more of a burgundy.
A mauve, perhaps. Mm. Yeah,
you're leaning towards brown. I think it's more crimson. It's got a reddy effect to it.
Perhaps. Yeah, you may be onto something. But his suit aside, I think we can agree. There's a lot of videos now. I've only got a wee attention span. I'm a smartphone victim. I've no attention span on me. And they're asking me to watch an awful lot of videos here. You know, if they could do the exposition in sort of TikTok-length videos or reels, that might have been a better way to go about it.
And you not feel that the cinematic quality would be lost somewhat if they did that?
Oh, I don't doubt it. That's almost for sure. But I think at what cost? You know, you've got to weigh these things up. I think, would you get a better game out of it? That's the question. What if everybody...
No, you would not. It's a fantastically tailored experience.
What if occasionally they threw in a floss or something? You need to have a wee dance. You know, other games have proved that. You know, or
did
a catchphrase.
Did you dance in Elden Ring?
No, I mean,
no, you didn't. You fucking died a lot.
Yeah, that was their thing. Every game needs a thing. You know, that's what I'm saying. If you want to be successful in this day and age, again, I think gaming companies need to sit up and take note. I'm spitting out truth bombs here, left, right, center.
Ooh. Wear your goggles. Filthy's on the warpath.
I've got some opinions and I'm not afraid to share them and change them if needs be.
Shall we listen to some more of your opinions?
I think we should.
So in yet another cutscene, I've been told I have to take the fall for some murder. So I went and got some noodles, which is what I'm doing right now. You'll probably hear it in the background. I'm getting a beef bowl because... That's what one does when one is about to go to prison. I don't know. I just checked the clock. I've been playing for 1 hour and 10 at this stage, and I think I've been in control of the character for about 6 of those minutes, and the rest has been video. Either video with weird American accent, video that you can skip, or text. Will you start speaking in text message? It's interesting storytelling.
Couple of notes on this one. You are going to prison.
Yes.
Why are you going to prison, Filthy?
Because someone has died, and it is important to my boss, the guy with the scar, whose name I instantly forgot. Arakawa. It's important to him that they don't go to prison. He would rather like me to go instead. So,
and why would he rather you went to prison?
I'm not sure, because he says he loves me like a son, that I am almost as dear to him as a son. So it was something to do with the war it would cause if they found out that...
that it was his actual son that did it.
Oh, is that who that was? The guy...
Young master.
Yeah, the site...
Young master, the one they got out of the locker.
No, that... I thought the person in the locker was... Oh, that would have been Young Master. I thought that was Arakara himself telling his story, but that... Oh, okay.
No, the timelines don't really fit up. And why would he be a grown adult in his own fucking origin story? Bollocks.
That's a fair point. Now, right, okay, with you.
Oh, filthy, found this big fucking plot hole in Yakuza like a dragon.
come on now, you give me one thing now. Was it not a little bit Marvel of them to have a serum that can make a guy in a wheelchair stand up, but only long enough to impress a stripper? I mean, come on, that's a euphemism. You might as well have taken a big blue pill.
It was stem cells.
Fuck, was it now? That sounds like
I don't know, I think it was a fucking tiger wank or something.
Well, yeah, it felt a bit like something South Park.
Let's go.
You can. It's a bit South Park.
Get a shot of tiger wank into you.
Get tiger wank long enough to go to a strip club and chat up your stripper girlfriend who isn't really your girlfriend. That was a bit tragic, stopping myself mid-thought. I mean, he's the bloody heir to a Yakuza throne and he can't quite get a stripper girlfriend. He's deluded about the woman he's dating. To bring in the South Park reference, a bit like Butters with the wee girl from Raisins, really.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, you know, see?
Butters needed tiger wank.
It all comes round. Yeah, so that was a bit sad. But I think more to my sting was the beef bowl. There was just
You were more focused on this because you weren't aware of the fucking story elements until they were explained to you.
No, it was the food drew my attention very much so. Next time someone punches me in the face, I'm going to try and eat a piece of sushi and see if I feel better. Definitely.
Wow, all this experience.
And looking at you right now, I will be getting punched in the face soon. So
it's coming.
But yeah, that's where I was getting to. So going to prison because young Matt, I wonder if his young master have a real name. I don't know.
He does.
I'm not going to know it. I'm not going to learn it. I can't see him sticking around very long. So,
Did you get a sense of running around this place that you were in a city in Japan? Did you get a bit of virtual tourism from it?
Yes, it all looked very Japanese, like I've seen in the pictures and the movies. I haven't done a lot of exploring. The map doesn't look too big yet. I'm assuming it opens out.
It will do.
Yeah, so I haven't really bothered. It just seems to be... And also, I haven't collected that much money yet. So I did go to... you recommended to me to try out one of the Sega arcades where you can actually play other games. But it was going to cost about a third of the money I had in my pocket at the time because I haven't earned much yet.
Yeah, it takes a little while.
Yeah, so I haven't bothered exploring too much yet, which is a great phrase to use around you, really. Yeah, just haven't bothered exploring.
Behold is what you're saying.
Why would I do that? So I've just been sort of playing straight through, but I'm enjoying it.
Okay, well, normally at this stage, I would say let's go to the next ring sting, but filthy, there's one little thing.
Yeah.
I could hear the cutscene playing in the back of that sting.
Yeah.
Are you playing this game in fucking English?
That's the only option I was given. Is there?
You play it in Japanese with subtitles, you prick.
Do you know what? That might explain a bit. Like, maybe that's why the menacing men are so... They were called menacing men. Is that like a weird translation or something? But
well, no, you still get your subtitles.
You still get... But, well, listen...
They don't change... The spoken language changes in its native tongue.
That's sort of what was confusing me because the game switches between Americans talking to each other despite being Japanese, and then it switches to text along the bottom of the screen sometimes, and you're not making they make a noises, but you're reading the text.
Yeah, in the older games, I assumed they did this because they'd have the full animated cutscenes,
right,
where it was voiced. And then in between scenes, they would have avatars, they would have rolling text boxes, which would kind of crop up in RPGs between characters. And
yeah.
I think they used to do it back then to save on memory because discs and storage on consoles are much bigger now.
Yeah, if you're going to have minutes and upon minutes.
They have a bit more money to make them because some of the animations in this, you may notice without jumping ahead too forward, are fucking gorgeous.
Right. I'll remember
that. You can
that.
Make out pores on people's skin on some characters because they put a lot of effort into main characters and not so much side characters.
Fair enough.
So, whereas I think they used to do the text and spoken and the different forms of delivering voice lines, I think that was to save memory. It was to save money. But now, in this day and age, they've kind of taken it as a stylistic choice.
Yeah, and that's what I just couldn't quite figure out. And for me, it's whether I can skip the video or not. Some you can't skip because they're videos. Others is
you don't
text.
Skip the videos, filthy. That's how you will end up confused and not knowing what's going on.
I could be there all day if I was going to have them explain absolutely everything to me. I prefer to go through my own blind judgment and guesswork, really, as to what's going on. I mean, I'm still being followed around by a traffic cop, and I don't know why.
What's he called?
Oh, that's an old big Bob. I've no idea what you would call him, but he's certainly, you know, interested in me, and I don't know why. That might be skipping ahead as to where
you
I am.
Big Bob, yes, because that would be after prison.
What prison?
And, funnily enough, our next audio note.
I'm in prison. Yay. Just had to beat some guys up and had a heart-to-heart with prison guard because they're famously really understanding life coaches. Don't get me wrong. I do feel bad. I've come into this game, I feel like, with a very negative attitude. I'll try and perk up. I was just... Chris, I was expecting more, to be honest. Maybe there will be a bit where you get to play the game. I'll let you know. I'm forwarded to 15 years later here. So maybe 15 years later you get to throw a punch. Who knows?
You're in prison. Yay.
Yeah, I'm in prison. And it just it seemed a bit strange for a prison to me. Now, the guard was very nice. Historically, in every movie I've ever watched, prison screws aren't really very nice people. But he had a real wee heart-to-heart with me about why I was...
Maybe he's seen your potential. He's seen what you were capable of, and he didn't want to see you in prison for 18 years. Which, spoiler.
Might well be what happens to me, yeah. Mm. I don't think my boss would be too happy if I spent 18 years in prison, but I can only guess.
You're on the clock.
Yeah. But yeah, it was the prison bit was character developing, I suppose.
And I was going to say, on the subject of animations, when Ichiban was eating that bread, did that not look like the most glorious fucking thing ever developed?
What bread?
Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, you mean his wee prison meal. He got to eat some bread in prison. Yeah, it was some nice looking bread, can't lie.
You're the worst.
I like an old brioche myself, or maybe a hearty grain from a toast. Oh, well, I mean, a Vida with a bit of butter on it's not going to be beaten, is it? So, you know, I mean, we do bread very well in Ireland. So, but we don't do digital bread, which is a fair comment.
I thought you were going to say, but we don't do prison too well because we rub our shit on the wall.
Yeah, we're not very good at that. Not great to change.
Just don't like doing things we don't want to do.
Oh dear. Oh lord. Yeah, prison. Don't go, kids.
So, that was the last audio note. Not a fantastic start to the game, Filthy.
No, potentially not. I'm aware of missing plot points. And I seem to be. I've had a fair few little turn-based fights at this stage, but very much not any challenge to them. Not in your, you know, it's always against somebody weaker than you. Their levels. I think I'm up at level. Mm-hmm. Well, at time of recording, anyway. I'm now at about level 4, I think, or 5, or something like that. So
yeah, you will eventually unlock extra things, the likes of equipment, allies.
Yeah,
it does open up.
At the minute, all he has is a super punch, and that's sort of all he's good at. So can't wait.
Super punch.
Essentially, can't wait to see what else he can do. Maybe there'll be a kick to go with it.
You may find yourself with a little sly headbutt if you're lucky.
Ooh, very good. I can't help but notice, to be mobsters, there's no guns so far. I'll be curious to see if that comes into it. Potentially not, I suppose, if it's a turn-based game. I don't think them
and
throwing
gun control in Japan, Felty, how is that?
I wouldn't know. I haven't.
You uncultured swine.
Yeah, potentially. Maybe the Yakuza don't use an awful lot of guns. Maybe they use more katanas. I can only hope. Or fists, as seems to be the way so far. It's been an okay start. I mean, my character's a wee bit whiny. I think.
He's been in fucking prison for 18 bastard years.
Ugh, maybe I'll grow to love him. I can only hope.
You
maybe
better.
Maybe I'll start a GoFundMe for a polyester suit myself.
Crimson.
A crimson polyester suit myself. And go to the disco and play some Sega Mega Drive and eat some sushi.
So I realise it probably is a bit of a slow start to the game. Mm. The previous Yakuza titles all mostly revolved around the same character.
Oh, okay.
So when Ichiban came on the scene, this is a brand new face. So he needs to be established, background given, you know, you have to get to know the character because everybody fucking loved the previous protagonist. Mm. This was a tough act to follow.
Assassin's Creed, I suppose, is the only game franchise I'm familiar with. It suffered the same problem, obviously, didn't it? You know, when they introduced new main protagonists. So I feel their pain, and I'm excited to be on this journey with them. When this game, so it was out for PS4, and you played it for the new gen.
Yeah.
When did it actually come out? I don't know.
I had the release date on the top of the notes and I closed out of them.
Is there plans for another one, I guess, is what I'm
really
asking.
Yeah, there's a lot of them
coming.
This is a long-running series. So, Yakuza Like a Dragon came out apparently the 16th of January 2020, which...
Okay, so...
That doesn't coincide with release date UK.
Interestingly, while you're looking that up, I also googled Yakuza, and the most asked question was, is Yakuza okay for 12-year-olds?
Of course.
Exactly.
Life lessons.
User reviews said, a great game, but not for kids.
Yeah, so it released November 10th, 2020, but it was exclusive on the Series X. So it was out for the PlayStation 4, but not the 5. So, like, the next-gen version was exclusive for a while, which was odd. And you should be playing it in Japanese.
I can see if I can switch it for you. Something I would like to point out, I have been having issues with the autosave feature, where I do find myself, when I return to the game, having to play maybe the previous 5 minutes again.
I never remember that happening, but this is a game... That quick resumes too, so...
Yeah, the wonderful feature of the next gen. I don't know where my life would be without quick resume. I'd still be playing Elden Ring. Imagine you had to go through
quick
those.
Quick resume didn't work for Elden Ring.
Now that I've said it, I instantly remember that. Yep, that was one of the many problems.
You bollocks!
I would just like to round that off by mentioning that I have spent most of today playing Mortal Kombat 10 again, but I am playing Yakuza, taking a break from Yakuza to record this, but I had a new challenge to do as Cabal, so I thought, hey, let's do that for Easter, a little Easter egg for you, but who knows, I'd actually think we could maybe start aside aspect
play
of
Yakuza.
It could be a little fun bit of the podcast. Yakuza. Just what other thing did you play this week? Because you should have been playing Yakuza. So last week it was GoldenEye. This week it's Mortal Kombat, folks. And also Yakuza. A bit of Yakuza.
A bit of Yakuza. A
bit of Yakuza. And as always, chess, as I've mentioned before. But
Skelly beat you again.
We're currently at 1-1, and I'm refusing to play again at this particular juncture because I'm focusing heavily on Yakuza. Can't be helped. So my time's all taken up, unfortunately. If anybody else would like to challenge me, please make sure that I am ranked higher than you and that I have a good chance of winning. Your chance of acceptance is much higher if that's the case.
Am I going to have to put your chess handle into the show notes every week now?
I don't see why not. It could be, a fun little... Again, fun little side bit. What other games have you played? Who else have you lost chess to this week? Could be quite good. I'm excited. And also Yakuza. Whole
Yakuza. Well, speaking of Yakuza, early impressions don't seem that hot. How are you feeling?
Och, I like it. I think you're right in that I'm quite sure. I wouldn't be surprised if there was still an opening credit to come, that I'm still on the prologue or something.
Yeah. Have you got an afro?
I do. I don't want to spoil next week's episode, but I have an afro at this stage.
Yeah, you're almost finished the fucking prologue.
Oh, good. So I'm guessing once I've got a little bit more free rein of the character, you know, I'll be honest, I was imagining it to be more like, for want of a better example, your Grand Theft Autos or your Assassin's Creeds, where you can nip about doing missions as you like and you get round to doing the main storyline.
Well, they often get you to finish a prologue as well.
Now you mention it, yeah, yes, they do. So maybe I'll reserve judgment until I've actually played the game proper. That seems at the very least reasonable.
And have you any questions, any queries, anything you want answered at this time? Or
it's pretty straightforward. If you can, yeah, that's just it. I'm hoping to get a little bit more free rein and the map opens up soon. And once that's done, then we can talk. And I'll be probably just as confused as I am now, let's face it. But I will see how it goes, and I'll approach it with an open heart, as I said at the start.
And if anybody listening had some advice or abuse to send our way,
oh yes, please.
Where would you send them?
Personally, I would recommend that they go to our award-winning Twitter account, at Filthy Ring, while Twitter's still obviously operating. That could go down any minute now, thanks Elon. Or email us on filthyring@gmail.com. Am I right? Did I get it right?
You did. Yes. Well done. Have a biscuit.
Yes.
Have some beautifully animated bread. No, you wouldn't appreciate it.
Maybe a panini or something. I don't know. Do they animate
ciabatta?
Paninis? Yeah, we ciabatta. It'd be lovely.
We flatbread.
Dipped in olive oil and all the nice oils. Yeah, that would do me. Delicious. Digitally delicious.
So yes, normally at this bit, we like to have a bit of feedback, but we don't, because nobody knows we're coming back. We're just going to fucking release an episode out of the blue.
The gorillas of the podcasting world. Or maybe that's the actual gorillas. I don't know. Do they have a podcast?
Big and hairy.
Yeah. Well, that's essentially it. But yeah.
Yes, Filthy Ring on Twitter or filthyring@gmail.com. All links are in the... It has been a while. Yes, so feedback on Filthy Ring on Twitter or filthyring@gmail.com. All links are in the episode show notes, or you can visit shows.acast.com/PERS. PERS.
Oh, I missed that. Give me a little
for links and various hosting services. Well, anything else, Dad, you prick?
Not at this stage. I'm quite sure I will have some great further wisdom for you about this game next week, but for now, I do not.
Charming. One question for you. You know I like to spy on you while you're playing the Xbox.
Yes, it's not at all creepy.
Well, you know, cut your hedge. But looking at this, because you have a glorious one achievement on Yakuza.
Yep, I was quite proud of that.
12 hours and 57 minutes.
What? I've been playing it for 12 hours and 57 minutes.
Time played, 12 hours and 57 minutes.
Ah, bullshit. It must have been paused probably for a bit.
For 12 hours and 57 minutes.
I don't know where that stat has come from, but I can...
I thought you must have passed out or something.
That's quite possible. I might have paused it and went to the shops or something, because... It doesn't feel like 12 hours. Maybe that's the beauty of the game. Maybe I have played it for 12 hours. And
flies by.
Just been enjoying myself so much. It's hard to tell.
90% cutscene.
90% complete already?
No.
All right, okay.
Cutscene.
Well, that's how I have felt anyway. Yeah, I've certainly knocked out a few menacing men and one or two Yakuzas, but... It's been a lot of cutscene.
Yes. Filthy, dab hand at fisting menacing men.
That's... Why do you have to say it like that?
Fantastic fisting menacing men. I was trying to think of the attack name. Tremendous fist. You've been playing it.
Oh,
fucking 3-4 years since I fucking played it.
That one move I have. It is Furious Fist or
Tenacious.
Tenacious Fists. Yep.
Just got to keep shouting names at you.
Vibrant Fists.
Vibrating.
Vibrating Fists. Something of that nature is what I've been doing to all those Yakuza boys when they come at me.
You and Big Bob taking care of them with your fists.
That's us. We're going to be quite the twosome. I can feel it. You know, I can't wait just to get to know him better. And, I don't know, cry when he inevitably dies or something in 70 hours time. That just seems to be my luck with people.
Oh, no. Yeah. Big Bob, we hardly knew thee.
I can't even remember who he works for. I think he's a journalist, but then I also have a sneaking suspicion he's got something to do with the police. But like, or a librarian. One or the other.
Yeah, it's not like he tells you anything.
He's wearing a jacket with his job title on it, and I still haven't read it.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Isn't it just? Thanks for listening, folks.
So, nothing else to note?
Nope, we are rocking.
Well, I guess it's that time. Until our paths cross again, we live, we learn.
God help us all. Certainly feels that way.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.